This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. The polls are open this morning, and three Missouri Republicans are vying for the chance to take on Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill this November. Even though today's primary is too close to call, St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd reports all three have a strong chance of winning the GOP an extra Senate seat.
Congressman Todd Akin, former state treasurer Sarah Steelman, and wealthy businessman John Bruner have spent the past few days sprinting around the state, looking to scoop up any remaining votes. Dave Robertson, a political scientist at the University of Missouri St. Louis, says the primary has garnered an unusually high profile.
Whoever wins the nomination is going to have a pretty good chance against Claire McCaskill, who is a vulnerable incumbent.
And that has the McCaskill campaign already running ads around the state. Earlier this summer, the senator announced she would skip the Democratic convention to focus on what's expected to be a tough road to re-election. I'm Tim Lloyd.
In an era of modern technology that provides information at our fingertips, a rural northeast Missouri county is continuing a decidedly old-fashioned tradition on Election Day. The Hannibal Courier-Post reports that, as it's done for decades, Rawls County will post results of today's primaries on a large eraser board on the courthouse porch in New London. County Clerk Ernie Duckworth recalls going to the courthouse steps as a child to watch the posting of the numbers. He's 51 now, and though the numbers come in much faster than in years past, the tradition will live on. Duckworth believes the voter turnout in Rawls County could approach 40%. Statewide election officials project 25% voter turnout. Transportation officials in Jefferson City held a brief discussion yesterday on whether to adjust how much MoDOT workers and state troopers pay for life and health insurance coverage. Marshall Griffin has more.
Under the current system, the percentage of cost for health care coverage varies based on numerous factors. The State Highways and Transportation Commission is considering a proposal to have all MoDOT workers and state troopers pay the same percentage. Chairman Rudolph Farber indicates that it could directly impact employees' net pay.
Some would pay more and some would pay less, but at least it would be uniform the way it is now. It really doesn't make a great deal of sense, at least to me.
More discussions will take place before the commission votes on it. Farber says that will likely take place sometime before November 1st. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Columbia City Council voted last night to hire an outside consulting service to assist in the revision of the city's zoning ordinance and subdivision regulations. Council members say hiring an outside consultant to focus on city-specific zoning issues will help spur urban growth. Funding for the service will cost an estimated $150,000. Community Development Director Tim Teddy says the project would be a multi-year effort.
The schedules I'm seeing in reviewing what other communities do in the way of scope of services, probably 12 months minimum, 18 months is fairly common. So I would say multi-year effort.
City Manager Mike Mathis emphasized that this would not be a recurring expense.
We can begin this work this fiscal year, and it it's a one-time expense, so it's not an operating budget impact in this way.
Council members say the service will only be used in urban areas of the city and will not be used in the suburbs. Voters are heading to the polls this morning to vote in Missouri's primary election, and some of the primary election campaigns have been as hot as the weather this summer. Voters in today's primaries have been inundated by ads from Republican U.S. Senate candidates John Bruner, Sarah Steelman, and Todd Akin, all touting their conservative credentials. Interest groups have joined the fray, attempting to disparage certain Republicans by likening them to President Barack Obama or the person they hope to challenge, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. The Republican primary for lieutenant governor has turned particularly personal between incumbent Peter Kinder and his challenger, State Senator Brad Lauger. In St. Louis, it's Democrats who have been snipping at each other as Congressman William Lacey Clay Jr. and Russ Carnahan compete to represent the 1st U.S. House District. They're running in the same seat because of redistricting. The only mosque in Joplin, Missouri, has burned to the ground. The cause of the fire is still unknown. As KSMU's Jennifer Davidson reports, the loss of the property leaves the Islamic community without a place of worship in its most sacred time of the year.
The imam of the mosque, Dr. Lahmadine Lahmadeen, had only finished leading the special Taraweeh night prayers a few hours before he was awakened by a phone call from the Jasper County Sheriff's Department. That prayer takes place every night around 10 o'clock during the month of Ramadan. Lahmadeen got in his car and started driving.
I could see the smoke from about 2 miles when I drove to the mosque. So when I saw that, my heart pounding, and I hope it's not from the mosque. But when I got in there, it is from the mosque.
This is the third time the Islamic community in Joplin has had to deal with fires on its property. 1 month ago, a man was caught on camera throwing a burning object onto the mosque's roof. The FBI is offering a $15,000 reward for the arrest and indictment of those responsible for that fire. You can see a picture of that man by going to FBI.gov/Kansas City. Bridget Patton is a spokeswoman for the FBI out of Kansas City.
If it is determined that this fire was deliberately set, we will actively investigate to see if there is any connection or relationship to the fire that occurred at this center on July 4th of this year.
The Islamic Center of Joplin hosted volunteers from around the country after the Joplin tornado. This week's fire was a total loss. Imam Lahmuddin says he doesn't know where his congregation will gather to worship now. Typically during Ramadan, Muslims gather every evening at the mosque to break their fasts before praying into the night. The fire comes less than 2 weeks before the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holiday, which is next Friday. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.
A Missouri prison inmate ran a scheme from his prison cell that resulted in the Internal Revenue Service issuing nearly $55,000 in refunds. 46-year-old Kevin Dunham pled guilty yesterday in federal court. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.